at Andrew and Grace at the gathering of the buzzards. But that was a blessing that come out of that meeting.
Absolutely. Yep. It was the gathering of the buzzards, all right. But the amazing thing was that as we shared in our rooms together, GC started sharing things to us and with us that during that month before we went, the Holy Spirit had been sharing the very same things with me.
Hallelujah.
And it was like, vroom. That connection came.
Amen.
And it can't be broken.
Amen.
What God joins together,
yes.
What the Spirit of God joins together, you know, nobody's, no man should be allowed to break it.
That's right.
That's right.
God puts together.
And you know, church, people of God, you have got to realize when God joins you to somebody,
yes.
You've not got to let somebody come in to lie, steal, cheat, twist you out of the blessings.
Amen.
Thinking they're offering you something better.
Yes.
To the bright lights. Don't run after the things that seem to be better.
Amen.
Go after the things that God has joined you to.
Yes, hallelujah.
But as God has, it's like Sammy said, you know, what God has called you to do, do it and do it with all your might.
Right.
Do it with all your strength. Do it with all that God has given you to do it with.
Hallelujah.
And when you do that, God will honor you and bless you, and He will lift you up.
Amen.
It's letting God lift you to the position that He wants you in, not a man offering you a position.
That's right.
Amen.
And the problem is today, so many people hear people offering them a position and a place. Oh, you come and join me and I will make you this. I don't want no man to make me into anything.
Amen.
I need God to make me into what He wants me to be. And every one of us needs that in our lives.
He surely does.
And that's the direction that you and I have to pursue. You know, Graham's been over here 3 weeks, and I thank God that you've looked after him and cared for him.
Oh,
I thank you for your care for us and your kindness towards us.
Hallelujah.
And for your blessings to us.
Hallelujah.
It's been wonderful. New friends.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Eternal friends,
amen.
You see. Now, I expect when Graham gets back, he's going to be different. Yeah?
Yeah?
Uh-huh. I expect more than yeah and ha-ha. Something should have been imparted into him, yeah? So if something's been imparted into him, then somehow we're going to unplug him. And in the same way, for every one of us, God has imparted things to us this week,
yes,
that needs to be unplugged and released.
Amen.
Because as you repeat it and reiterate it, you are confirming, you are reaffirming that word,
right,
that God has given to you. And the only way it will manifest itself is when, like the Bible says, God said.
Yes.
And you and I have to say. You have to speak it out.
Yes.
You have to declare it to principalities and powers and let them know what you believe.
Amen.
What the promises of God are. You have to declare it in the heavenlies.
Amen.
You know, we have a chorus, and I think we sang it when you guys were over. I have a destiny.
Yes.
And I know I shall fulfill. I have a destiny.
Yes, sir.
And it's not an empty wish, for I know that I was born,
hallelujah,
for such a time,
amen,
as this.
Amen.
And I'm born for this time.
Amen.
I came into being for this time.
Yes.
And yet, the amazing thing is I existed before this time.
Right.
You know, and I mean, whoa! And the amazing thing is, I didn't choose God, but He chose me, it goes on to say,
hallelujah,
to walk in all the works that He has declared and prepared for me. That's what it's about. You and I have got to walk in the works that are prepared for us.
Amen.
We don't have to, we're not having to do, they're already made available for us. And we have to begin that walk into them. Oh, there are the trials, there are the sufferings, but that's the way you grow up.
That's the way you become strong. That's the way you become a warrior. That's the way you stand in the face of the enemy.
Right.
When he seeks to put you off. When he seeks to cause you to back.
Yes.
We don't have reverse.
No.
We don't have a reverse gear. You know, in England, I don't know if you guys saw it the last time you were over, but in England they once made a car with three wheels.
Yeah.
One in the front, one in the back. And this car, when it was first made, it did not have a reverse gear. Who needs one? I only want to go forward. Why should I go backwards? The problem is too many Christians these days have got reverse gears. And they can only find reverse gear. The moment that there's a challenge, the moment there's a problem, they slam it in reverse. Oh, I'm not going that way.
That's the reason.
And
they
run off.
Anywhere. They park
anywhere. Yeah. They run off. I have a destiny.
Hallelujah.
And it's all in forward gears. All in forward gears. But that chorus that we sing goes on to say, and I know you will, God, complete the work begun in me. There's a work that is begun in each and every one of us, and God intends to complete
Amen.
It.
Hallelujah.
But it's all by the power of your Spirit working mightily.
Yes.
It's not by my flesh. It's not by my understanding. But it's by His Spirit working with my Spirit. We're born of the Spirit of God, and His Spirit working in us and quickening us and causing His life to flow through us, that we would be a mighty testimony to the presence and the power of God in our own lives. We heard even this week, he didn't quite mention it, did he, Francis, the name, the fanatic in the attic and the fella in the cellar. But we know what he was talking about, don't we? We know the fact that, as one of our brethren was speaking, he's talking about your mind. And not listening to your mind. And not being directed by your mind, but it's by the Spirit of God.
Right.
And it's, you know, there are things that we do and they are foolish to man. They're stupid. You know, people say, are you stupid? Well, maybe. In the eyes of men. But in the eyes of God, we're just being obedient to what the Spirit is telling us to do. Because we have to have a God who works miracles.
Amen.
We have to move in the realm of the supernatural. We have to live with a God who is causing things to happen that you and I cannot make happen.
Amen.
Praise God.
This is the realm that we're living in, isn't it, Sammy?
Yes, sir.
You have to make yourself vulnerable. Because in that weakness, God makes you strong.
Yes, hallelujah.
Because we come through in victory. And God wants us to come in through in victory. And so you've got to let the Spirit begin to evict the fella. No, evict the fanatic out of the attic. All right? Have you got it right this time?
That's where it goes.
Francis always reminds me about the fanatic in the attic and the fella in the cellar.
Amen.
I think that was probably the first message I ever preached here.
Yes.
The second message I ever preached here, or I think it was I was carried in. I was carried in with a snorkel and flippers.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what GC thought. But the message I was trying to get over was the fact that you and I have to learn to live in a different environment.
That's right.
We don't live in the world's environment.
That's right.
We live in a different environment.
Amen.
And at first it is a strange and it seems hostile to us.
Yeah.
If you've ever tried scuba diving, they teach you in a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Underwater, and they say, take the mask off, take the snorkel off, and drop, let it drop. You've got to be joking, haven't you? I mean, that's my lifeline.
Yeah.
I know one thing. I cannot breathe underwater. And you drop this thing and then you have to find it. And put it back in your mouth. What they don't tell you to do is take a good breath. Have some air in your lungs. Because then when you open your mouth, it's compressed. And you see it comes out and you put the snorkel back in your mouth and it just works.
Right.
Philip and I went and did this. I went for the second time. He went for his first time. He did exactly what I did. Not enough air. Pulled the thing out. Went to put it back in his mouth and... I mean, you're in 3 foot of water and you think you're dying. Is that right? I mean, we were knelt down in 3 foot of water, you know, and you think you're dying and you come up fighting, you know. It's true, isn't it? You know, I did it, he did it, I'm sure it happens many times. But you see, you've got to realize that you have got to get used to the environment that God has created you to live in. God has created for you and I a different environment, a different perspective, a different viewpoint.
That's true.
And we've heard about it. You know, giving. It's alien to give when you've just about got something and you keep it, you'll need it. Sow it and you'll have a harvest. And you'll see the power of God moving in your life. It's not about us being self-seeking.
No.
We heard that from GC.
Amen.
Because if we get involved in self-seeking, all we begin to breed is bitterness and strife, envy, jealousy, malice. We don't need to live in that realm. The world lives in that realm. God has given us a different dimension to live in. The Word tells us to love one another. To care for one another.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And that's what God wants in our lives. You know, the moment the church starts to live in its own realm, in its selfish realm, it's like young bucks in rutting time.
Yes. Yes.
And they're jostling for position.
That's right.
They're banging horns. They're shouting at one another. They're railing at one another. And there was a program on TV a few weeks ago, and it was showing you these out in the Scottish Islands, and there were these young bucks, you know, determined they're going to take over position. They're going to rule the herd. Sounds a bit like church to me. You know, you get a young buck come in, sniffs around, thinks, this is a good place for me to take over. I'll just position myself to begin to take over.
Man.
Until the old buck comes on the scene.
Right.
And he bellows out the call. Only needs to do it two or three times. And the young buck says, I think I'll be leaving. I'll find another herd that I can take over.
Amen.
What you've got here, you need to protect.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Right.
What you've got here, you need to protect, and protect it greatly.
Amen.
Amen.
Allow no man to steal it.
Right.
Allow no man to take it from
That's
you.
Right.
Amen.
It belongs to God, and it's God given, and it is not for somebody just to come in and take it and make money off it.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
Protect it. You know, how long have we known you guys now? I lose track of time. I'm timeless, me. I don't even know why I have a watch, really.
When did y'all meet at the meeting?
I lose track of time. It's got to be 10 years ago. At least 10 years ago. And I just thank God for those times. And I thank God for the blessings. And I thank God for the opportunities of being able to come over here. Thank God for the tapes that we get sent occasionally. He's not here tonight at this point.
He's here. He's in the
get on with them tapes, Fred. We need some more sending over, Fred. Bless him. We appreciate him very much.
Amen.
And so you've got to realize that what you've got, you must protect and care for it. And I believe you do.
Amen.
But just don't be deceived.
Yes.
Don't be taken in. The word goes, Tommy told us about the potential that there was and the mighty things that were happening in the Philippines.
Yes.
And they told us about the ability of giving and the potentially that there is as you give, the blessings of God just come and they come and they come. And when you think you've come to the end of yourself, God just opens another doorway, opens another way through.
Amen.
Makes another opportunity.
Amen.
And if any of us lack anything, all we need to do is ask God.
Yes.
Just ask God and He provides for us. Every time. There's never lack in God. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1 if you would please. Paul the Apostle writes, verse 16, I do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, and that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
Hallelujah.
In the knowledge of Him.
Yes.
You know, we heard about wisdom also, didn't we, this week?
Yes.
Yeah,
we did. She's good.
She is.
Hallelujah.
And everybody needs that wisdom of God.
Yes, amen.
Everybody needs the wisdom of God being imparted into their lives.
Hallelujah.
There are times when you don't know what to do and your mind kicks in. Sammy's told us about his situation.
Yes.
And if you're not careful, you run into panic.
Yes.
Yes.
And you do what the world would do. And you might get through, you might make it. But yet if you listen to God...
Yes.
He'll tell you something different.
That's right. That's the truth, brother.
And yet, if you look at it in your own mind, and I can look back over the years, 20 odd years now, when I gave up working full time, looked at the calculator, did all the maths, was trained to understand maths, and I knew that when it went red, that meant we were in trouble. And the calculator that I had always ended up in the red.
Yes.
Yet the calculator that God used always ended up in the black.
Yes. Amen.
And for some reason, He seemed to change the color.
Amen.
And we always ended up in the black. And He's never, ever, 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 ever let us down.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He's never failed financially. His banking system has never collapsed.
Amen.
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 That's right.
He never lets you down. We let Him down.
That's right.
We make our mistakes. We fail. What do? We have to pick ourselves up.
Right.
Amen.
We have to acknowledge our mistake.
Amen.
And move on with God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Move on with God. But you know something? Your mind, and you let the devil have a go at you, and he starts to talk to you. Says you're not worthy. Look at all the mistakes you made. And he just goes on and on and on. That's where Romans 12 comes in.
That's right.
Renew your mind.
Yeah.
God is not a condemning God. God is a God who is clothing you in righteousness. You're actually, there's a verse of scripture that says, you're actually clothing yourself in righteousness.
Hallelujah.
You do it. You're right. The saints of God will clothe themselves in their righteousness.
Amen.
And we need to learn to do that.
That's true.
God's not going to do it for you. He's made it available for you.
Right, yes.
The problem is Christians today want God to come and do everything for them.
That's right.
Does not the Bible tell you that He's given you the power? He's given you the ability.
Amen.
Has He done it?
Right.
Say, He's given me the ability.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He's given me the ability.
He's given me the ability.
He's given me the power.
Given me the power.
To get wealth.
Yes, sir.
Not to just use it on yourself, to be a blessing.
Yes.
Grace was reading a book. I don't know if she's brought it in today. And it's titled Mega Shift. It's a lot of information. And we were reading some of this on the plane. What else do you do on a plane?
Yeah. You had to sleep or read.
Absolutely. I mean, you get on the plane, they have these screens in the back of the TV, in the back of the seats, and the person in front of you leans back the seat, and you go, well, my eyesight, even with varifocals, I still can't see the, you know, you either sit there and, you know, contort till you're like this, and you say, forget it. So you got to do something else, haven't you?
Yep.
So we started something useful.
Yes.
I started reading through this and came to one little interesting piece. A place called Nagaland. Anybody heard of Nagaland? You never heard of Nagaland? I heard of Nagaland 25 years ago or more. Huh?
They raised
Nagas
there.
Yeah. It's a province in northern India, up in the mountains. 25, 30 years ago, a church that we were in, Assemblies of God Church, this little family, this little chap and his wife and two children came from Nagaland. And they came, and I was missionary secretary in the church that time. And they came and shared the wonderful ministry that God was doing out there. And we had a policy in the church that no matter who came through as a ministry, we gave them $15. If it was just the man on his own, if it was a family, we gave them $20. I mean, we were big givers. I mean, this had taken leadership to decide that this was our policy. Well, I was a rebel. And still am. And I get in trouble all the time. And you know, I just felt the Spirit of God nudge me and say to me, take up an offering for this family.
Right.
I made one mistake. I never consulted with no man. I did not consult with the board. And I just got up and said, well, I've really been blessed tonight and I've been so encouraged and I just want to bless this family. And I think that we should take up an offering for this family. Well, guess what? We took up $100. It was over $100, but you know, but we took over $100 for this family. And I gave it to them. Boy.
That didn't work.
Well, it worked for them, but not for me. The next leadership meeting.
The board got a hold of it.
Uh-huh. You don't ever do that again. It's like, hey, don't tell me what not to do when God tells me what to do. It's simple, stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
And they still didn't change it. You know, I mean, and the reason I want to say about Nagaland is there's a little note in here that says Nagaland, a state in India, now claims to be 100% Christian.
Hallelujah.
And I just think, well, 25, 30 years ago, I heard God tell me, give them an offering.
Amen.
Give them an offering. Now, I know that there is fruit from that offering of my obedience.
Amen.
I've never been to Nagaland.
Right.
You know, I literally don't know where it is.
Yes.
But today, I read in a book, 100% of the people out there are Christians. And I can say, I've had a part in that. My name's in there. I've been involved in that because I was just obedient.
That's right.
God just demands for each and every one of us to be obedient. And listen to His Word to us.
Hallelujah.
And let the Word quicken us and let the Word move mightily in our lives.
Hallelujah.
Turn to Revelation chapter 5, please, if you will. Verse 9. And they sang a new song,
yes,
saying, Worthy art thou to take the book and to break its seal. For thou wast slain and did purchase for God with the blood, with thy blood men from every tribe and tongue and nation. And thou hast made them to be a kingdom of priests to our God. And they will reign on the earth. We're not going anywhere. We have to take authority and rule here.
Yes,
you know, I'll fly away, oh glory. I'm not. The only place I'm flying is back to England. We have to take authority here.
Yeah.
God has given us the earth to rule. He gave us the keys of the kingdom.
Amen.
Yeah.
The problem is the church don't want to open no doors.
No.
They want to keep them locked.
That's right.
They want to keep people out rather than bring people in. They don't want to expose themselves to the world. They might get dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't that not what we're supposed to do?
That's right.
Minister to people and change lives, see lives changed.
Amen.
Bringing them into the kingdom of God. Showing them signs, wonders and miracles that our God is alive. He's not dead. That we serve a risen Savior. We serve a God. I came to Christ through signs, wonders and miracles.
Amen.
I want to serve God in signs, wonders and miracles.
Yeah.
I want to see the power of God flowing through our congregation.
Yeah.
I want to see the dynamics of God moving in our lives.
Yeah.
We want the Word of God flowing in us. That as we speak it out, it brings life.
Amen.
Not death. The Word is to bring freedom.
Hallelujah.
Not bondage.
Amen.
And yet you go into some churches and there's so much bondage. There's so much guilt laid on the congregation. He came to set us free. The Word says there is now no condemnation.
Amen.
To those who are in Christ Jesus. So why do we lay condemnation on them? Why do we preach hell when we should be preaching the love of Jesus?
Amen. Amen.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
It was love that held him on the cross.
Yeah.
It wasn't hell.
That's right.
It was love that held him nailed to that cross.
Yes.
Because He loved the people, He loved the world, He came to pay that price that you and I might know the power of His love and the power of His resurrection.
Amen.
That would move us on into a new dimension and that we would break free from every bondage.
Hallelujah.
Break free from every guilt that has been laid on us.
Yeah.
God never laid it on us.
That's right.
He laid it on Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
And we need to realize He's come to set us free.
Amen.
You know, GC mentioned about it. He's given us a stone.
Yes.
It's got our name written on it.
Yes.
One thing that came to me, I've been wondering what's my name? What's my name? I know I've got a new address.
Hallelujah.
I'm starting to change my email address. It's not as easy as what you think. Because the old email address is getting a load of junk coming through. Spam and rubbish. That's what's happening in the church today.
That's true.
There's that much garbage being spewed out.
Yeah.
We know people who watch the cursed thing called, we call it God TV. We have satellite television now, and you have all these televangelists and all these guys ministering, and if you listen to it for a half a day, you're confused. You don't know who to believe. You don't know. They've contradicted each other by the time they've done. They've stolen your money for a crystal ornament. Or a book that they charge you $40 for that cost less than a dollar to print.
Right.
I know, I'm in the book business. We just want to bless you. No, you don't. You want to rip me off.
Right.
I mean, none of you go to a car dealer and the car dealer says, well, I want $40,000 for this truck. And you say to him, well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you 50 because I want to bless you. Do you? Do you?
No.
No. You start haggling the other way, don't you?
Right. Amen.
You want him to bless you. Now that's the way blessings go. No, here I've got this book. It cost me a dollar to print. I'll sell it you for 40 so that you really will be blessed. And I'll suffer having to carry that $39 in my pocket for the rest of my life. It's true. Glory to God. Come on, folks. We need to move on. You know, so those that use computers, I'm changing my email address. It's not easy. I'm trying to get rid of the junk. And so in our lives, our address is being changed. We're trying to get rid of the junk.
Yeah.
Right.
We're trying to just hear the things that God's saying to us. I'm changing my email address so I don't get all this rubbish coming through interfering with the stuff that I want to see and hear. And in the same way, church, we need to let our spiritual ears be tuned.
Yes, sir.
Our spiritual eyes be opened.
Yes.
Amen.
You remember the prophet Elijah? Or was it Elisha? When he said, Elisha, he said to his God, said to God, Lord, open his eyes. Open his eyes. I mean, what was he doing? What was he doing? Was he stood there like this? Huh? No, he could see the army around him. He's scared. The prophet says, Father, open his eyes. And his spiritual eyes were opened. And he saw what was really there.
Right.
We need this day, these days, to have our spiritual eyes open.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Don't look at what you see on the outside. We need to have our spiritual ears opened. Don't just listen to the first thing that's said to you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
We've come over the years and we've sat and listened and we come for one reason, to be fed.
Amen.
We come because we love the ministry. We love you guys. We don't come for anything from you other than for you to minister the word to us. That is our desire. That is what God, why God put us together, why God made the connection. It's not about finances to us, but it's about a corporate spirit.
Hallelujah.
That we can join hands across 5,000 miles and pray and minister to and for one another and have no hidden agenda.
Amen.
No hidden agenda. Heart has to be totally open.
Amen.
One has to come and be prepared to be vulnerable. One has to come and allow the ministry to speak to you.
Hallelujah.
And right. If the ministry's rough on you, tough, you need to be roughed up a bit.
That's good, Andrew.
But it's done out of love. It's to toughen us.
Amen.
That we will stand against the wiles of the devil.
Hallelujah.
And I'm not glorifying the devil, you know. Revelation, what's this book, Revelation, about? It's about Jesus. The number of times I've heard it preached, and all it is, It's, you know, it's about the devil, the beast. You know, and it's like, this is, the book is about Jesus.
Hallelujah. All the way through.
And it's so thrilling to me. And we've been looking recently at the book of Revelation and we've been so excited by it. Revelation 19 and verse 7 says, "Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to Him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come and His bride has made herself ready." Hallelujah. Come on. Let's make ourselves ready.
Right.
Let's make ourselves ready.
Hallelujah.
We're spotless in His eyes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I know we're not perfect. But He looks at you now and sees you spotless.
Yes,
He looks at you now with a passion and a love for you. Make yourself ready. Make yourself ready. Jesus. And He said to me, "These are true words of God." And I fell at His feet and worshipped Him. Verse 13. "And He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and His name is called the Word of God." The Word of God. "And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen." We saw some of it last night, didn't we? You know, just riding on those horses, you know, those white horses. And it inspires you, doesn't it? It gave you goosebumps, didn't it, at times?
Yes.
You know? What you wanted, you wanted to be there.
Yes.
You're going to be there in that realm, in the Spirit. You are there.
Amen. Hallelujah.
"Clothed in fine linen, white and clean. We're following Him." Hallelujah.
Amen.
"On white horses. And from His mouth came a sharp sword, that He might smite the nations, and He will rule them with a rod of iron. He treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God the Almighty. And on His robes and on His thigh, He has a name written: King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Lord of Lords." Hallelujah. This is who we worship. This is why we live and breathe. This is why we have our very being. And we have a destiny. We have an appointment with God. Hallelujah. Every one of us. And we have to begin to fulfill that and live that.
Amen.
Just, Lord, open our eyes. Open our eyes, Father.
Hallelujah.
You know, and as you're changing your email addresses, as you're changing your address, we're in days of destiny.
Yes,
that's right.
And as you change your address, there's going to be a load of rubbish to get rid of.
That's right.
You know, when you move house, what happens? You start sorting out, don't you? Why am I keeping this? Oh, I'm not taking this to the next place. And you start to get rid of things.
Amen.
We need a big garage sale.
Yeah, right.
Or if you want, just look out for the policeman. Just get rid of the junk.
Yes. Amen.
Get rid of the junk in your life.
Yes.
Get rid of your spiritual junk that's holding you back, and get out there.
Amen.
Amen.
Get out there. You and I were not made to sit around in a harbour of life. We're made to sail the oceans.
Yes, sir.
We're made to go out there and be that light and that example.
Well, praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.